All right, good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in Hilchos Shabbos, so the Kitzur writes, again, now the Kitzur begins to get into the halachos concerning Shabbos. He writes the following, Hatavshilin tzrichen lahashkiach la'asiram min ha'gecholim kodem Shabbos. It is important for a person to make sure to remove food that is cooking on top of the coals from on top of the coals before Shabbos. What the Shulchan Aruch, the Kitzur, is telling us is that one is not permitted to maintain food on coals going into Shabbos. So this, of course, is a derivative of the Halacha Masechta Shabbos. So the Gemara says that in order to maintain food on a stovetop from Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos, the stovetop must either be garof or katum. So garof or katum means either the coals have to be removed, or katum means that the coals have to be covered with dust or with dirt or with ash. The idea is that the ability for the coals to cook is blunted by its covering with ash. The idea behind this, explains the Gemara, is the concern that if one leaves food on an open fire going into Shabbos, shemei yichate begicholim, one may come to go ahead and tamper with the coals in order to intensify the heat, in order to accelerate the cooking process. Of course, the act of going in and tampering with the coals in order to go ahead and accelerate the heat and advance the cooking process has two problems. Number one, of havara, of potentially kindling. Number two, ultimately, again, of bishul. If the food is not fully cooked, ultimately of cooking the food. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, the Kitzur says that if one is maintaining food on the coals Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos, in order to do that, one must either remove the coals or one must go ahead and place a covering of ash. Now, of course, the contemporary application of this, which we'll get into on subsequent evenings, is the need for a blech. This is why halacha lemaisa, this halacha still applies today. One cannot maintain food on an open flame Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. Meaning, even if I'm not going to adjust the flame, one is not permitted to leave food on an open heat source Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos for fear that one may tamper with that heat source. So Mirat Hashem will see tomorrow evening, ultimately again in the absence of coals, so the blech or the covering of the heat source. Now whether it's the covering of the heat source or it's the covering of the knobs, that's a machlokes of Moshe and of Aaron Kotler, Zechat Tzadik Livracha, we'll discuss a little bit more. But again, all of this concern of Shami Yechata, lest one come to adjust the heat source and thereby violate Havara as well as Bishlam. Rabbi Chanan given a kashom and Shabbat Chalazako says Yisrael, Mefichach, Heba, Lohem, Tomezo, Shneamad, Nechavitz, Man Sidko, Yagdot, Rav Yadir.